I'm Vijay Hamilton, and welcome to the Autoimmune Reset, the place for you to learn how to thrive with autoimmune disease and feel empowered to take steps to transform your health to feel better than ever. You can start making changes today to improve your health. So with every episode, my mission is to share with you simple ways to uplevel your diet and lifestyle with key learnings from my own journey reversing autoimmune disease and inspirational stories from those who have reset their autoimmune symptoms and are now thriving in life. I suffered from autoimmune disease for over 25 years and now I live symptom-free, and I wish the same for you as well. So thank you for being here and sharing this time with me. Now let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's Friday 5. I'm your host, Vijay Hamilton. I'm a nutritionist, scientist, and expert in autoimmune disease. And today I want to talk to you about how you can transform your autoimmune health with your favorite hobbies. And it's something that I focused on years ago. It must be over 10 years now that I went to an event and we were asked to look into the activities that we were currently doing on a daily basis and write those down and then compare them to the things that we love to do. And part of the exercise was to look back at our passions that we had as children and what we love to do as a child, because that gives a lot of insight into what you love doing and what you enjoy doing. Whereas you can get lost in the busyness of life and find that you haven't taken any time to commit to the things that you like to do. And when I went to the event and I wrote down all the activities that I was doing in comparison to the things that I love to do, and it helped to reflect back on what I loved to do as a child, because I was able to see that I'd kind of lost a lot of my passions along the way, but I was ready to rediscover them. And I wrote down the list of the things I love to do, and I decided then and there that I was going to start incorporating them into my life again, which I did. And it wasn't an overnight success or anything, but I did manage to start incorporating some of these things into my life to the point now where I'm doing them regularly. And I just wanted to go through those today and how they are not just good for your mind and good for your soul, but they have advantages for your immune system as well. And you may have other favorite hobbies. You are not going to have the same as mine. I'd be shocked if you do. But if you give some time to think about what are the hobbies that you enjoy doing, and are you committing any time to them at the moment? And what I don't want you to do is put lots of pressure on yourself because you feel that you should be doing all these things. But even if you choose one thing after listening to this today, and perhaps go and do it this weekend, that's going to have a huge impact on your health. And as you start to incorporate more of the things that you love to do, the better your health will be, because the best antidote for stress is love and joy and happiness. And that's how we feel when we're doing the things that we love to do. So I am going to go through my five favorite hobbies and how they have had a positive impact on my health. The first one is singing. I used to love to sing. And I remember when I was about 3 years old, I wasn't very old at the time, and I used to always listen to the charts. And at the time, you would have to record using a cassette, and I would record my favourite songs. And on top of that, I would go and put the records on my parents' record player, and I would play their records, and occasionally I'd get a treat of a record as well myself. And I eventually got a Walkman. So music has always been a huge passion of mine from a very, very early age, probably even before I can remember. But on top of that, I loved to sing. Throughout my life, I've kind of dabbled in singing lessons and been in different choirs, but especially when I was doing that exercise about 10 years ago, I wasn't doing any singing. I was probably singing at home and singing in the shower, basically, but I wasn't really singing. And that's when I decided to join a local choir, and I enjoyed that for the time being. And I've recently, in the last couple of years, joined another local choir, but at the moment I am not part of a choir, but I still love to sing, and I'm even writing a song with my husband at the moment because he's he's a musician and he plays guitar and other instruments, but I'm making sure that I'm bringing that passion into my life. And the thing about singing is it helps not only with your mood, but when you sing in unison with other people in a choir, that has been shown to help release certain hormones that can help with happiness and decrease levels of the stress hormone cortisol. So there are lots of other reasons to sing. And on top of that, similar to Pilates, it can help strengthen your diaphragm and strengthen that connection between your gut and your brain and that vagal nerve. So there's a knock-on effect to a lot of the different things we do, and it just happens that I love to sing. So I'm pretty lucky in the fact that I love to sing, and it has all these benefits for my health as well. So if you love to sing and you're not singing at the moment, then maybe it's time to join a local choir. And the good thing is now that there are some quite serious choirs, but there are choirs that you can just go along to and just sing for the night without any fear of having to go and do a show or commit to anything. Just go and sing, and that's what a lot of us will want to do. And I also use an app to help with singing practice. I have worked with teachers before, but I enjoy just using my app, to be honest. And I regularly will have a 50-minute slot where I will just go and do some singing and train my voice. So that might be something for you to explore as well. The next thing that I had on my list was writing, because when I was younger, I used to love to write stories and poetry. Over the years, as I got more into science, I stopped writing as much. I think it was about 16 was the turning point. I was meant to go and do English A-levels, and I was going out with somebody at the time who was quite into science, and I'd always been very good at maths, but I wasn't as into science, but he sort of showed me the light with that, and I'd started really enjoying learning about science. At the same time, I'd always had this passion for writing in English, and I just made the change at 16 years old when I went in to do my A-levels. I decided, no, I'm going to do science instead. So I then switched my English A-levels to chemistry and biology. So it's quite a change. I'm glad I did it now, but I'm so happy to have brought writing back into my life, to the point that in 2019 I wrote a dystopian novel, which I've picked up again actually recently. And I also love to write poetry, which I think is quite a good way to release emotions for some people, and it certainly helps for me to have that therapeutic outlet. Other people I know love to journal, and I am starting my morning pages again. If you haven't read The Artist's Way, then it's such a great book and gives you a structure for you to bring more creativity into your life, because as human beings, we need creativity. It doesn't mean you have to draw. There's so many different ways that we can be creative. And they have shown that expressive writing, some studies have shown, can help the immune system and reduce inflammation in the body. So there are lots of reasons why you should go grab a pen and paper, open up a blank document and start writing today. Next is Pilates. And I'll be honest, I wasn't doing Pilates as a child, but I loved gymnastics. And I know it's not quite the same thing, but it was quite useful to reflect on the fact that I loved doing gymnastics. I never took it much further than getting the badges that you get when you're at school. But once I discovered Pilates just over 10 years ago, I loved it as soon as I started doing it. And I then trained as a Pilates instructor because I loved it so much. But after doing that session and that exercise, I realized I wanted to incorporate more Pilates into my life. And that is actually why I ended up doing the Pilates instructor course. Now, Pilates has so many benefits outside of the benefit to your immune health. It can help to strengthen your core. It helps with flexibility and muscle strength, which is, you know, absolutely vital, especially as we age. But also it helps release fascia. And that's something that we learned a lot about in my instructor course, and how releasing fascia in the body can actually help to bring inflammation down. So that's another thing that I love to do, but it happens to be beneficial for my immune system. And when I went through that instructor course, it was quite an intense course over 3 months. I found that my health improved dramatically. But it was probably as well, I was part of this amazing group of students at Polestar Pilates, and it was just a great way to express your feelings and just feel at ease in with a group of women around me. So I'm sure that helped as well. But that is another one of my favorite hobbies. The next one was biking. And at the time I was living in London, I was too scared to ride around London because of all the roads. But once I moved back to Harrogate and I realised that it was a lot easier to bike around here, I bought a bike. And I'll be honest, at first I just went around all the trails that I used to go around as a child, which was quite therapeutic in and of itself. The great thing about biking, and I would say this about running as well, because I do love to run. When I'm saying I love to run, I do love to be outside running, but I do find it quite hard. I would say that actually about biking as well, but I do love that free feeling that you get from biking and running and just being outside in nature. And there is so much research demonstrating that being outside and being around nature is helpful for your immune system. So that is another great hobby to start to incorporate into your life. And there might be something else that you like to do that's outside. I'm working with a client at the moment who loves gardening, and she's spending the weekend in the garden. And that's just going to be so beneficial for her health on top of everything else that she is doing. And lastly, I'm going to mention a hobby that you might not think is that healthy, but it's watching movies. And the reason that this can have a positive impact on your health is because laughter and enjoyment can have a positive effect on your nervous system, and that has a knock-on effect to your immune health as well. So you don't have to just be watching comedy to be laughing out loud to films. It might be that you're truly inspired by a film that you're watching. And I love inspirational films where either an underdog has success, or you see somebody going through a really tough time, but they come out of it stronger and better. And I just feel so inspired watching those types of films. And I love movies just generally. I feel that they are such a great way of expressing human nature. And I'll be honest, I normally watch a film and then I'm analysing it and researching it for probably weeks afterwards. So I completely understand the plot and understand the characters and everything else. But you don't have to go into that much detail, unless you enjoy doing that, of course. So they're my five favorite hobbies. Something that has come up recently time and time again is this word authenticity. And I know it's kind of been overdone, the word, but the truth is, when we're not being our authentic self, it puts such a pressure on our nervous system to be pretending to be somebody that we're not. And I find it hard even in the job that I'm doing now, or especially when I was a chartered accountant and I just didn't feel like I fit into that role. And there was a lot of pretense around who I thought I should be in a corporate environment. But over the years, I've realized I need to be authentic to be healthy. And the more that we try and hide and bottle in our passions and our dreams and who we are and what we like to do, it might not be the coolest thing in the world, but the more that we can live by our own choices and our own opinions and just going within and knowing ourselves better, the better you are going to be from a health perspective, and also it's going to help you with your autoimmune recovery. So get to know yourself, write down the things that you love to do as a child, the hobbies that you love to do, and then write down what you're doing at the moment and compare the two lists and think about where you might be able to slot them in your life. Where are there some activities where you are potentially time wasting or spending time with people that you don't really enjoy spending time with? Or are there moments of your day where you could be doing some of these activities, or even joining a group that you go to regularly that involves some of these activities? So there are a few things to think about this weekend. I would love to hear what hobbies you pick. Feel free to send me a direct message on my Instagram account, which is at the Autoimmunity Nutritionist, or I'd love to hear from you in my free group, the Autoimmune Forum, which is on Facebook. And if you would like to learn more about my nutritional therapy services and what I do and how I might be able to help you, then feel free to book in for that 15-minute initial consult. It's completely free and you'll find the link to book that in the show notes. If not, have a great weekend and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Thank you very much for joining me today on the Autoimmune Reset. I really hope you enjoyed the discussion and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you liked it, I would hugely appreciate a review on iTunes, as it helps me understand what you like about the podcast and to help share the information with more people. I'm excited to speak to you next time. And remember, you have the power to take the reins on your health. So keep the faith and celebrate the small wins. Until next time.